Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, let's start this hour. First of all, a big round of applause for everybody who's out here because so far we're on track for a really, really big number. I want to thank Dustin from iSpace Environments for coming out here and being a part of this. Thank you so much, Dustin. Thank you, because they have been great to us today. We also have a 3-1 match to begin with Griner Construction. And I just had, where's Sarah? There she's right here. She comes up. She's like, you know, we take more money from other people you know. So I reached out to my friend Steve Eilertsen. So, Sarah, Steve's given another $10,000.
Oh, my.
So Steve is in for another $10,000. And you've guilted me into it, Sarah. So I'm in for $5,000. So I'm donating $5,000. Give this to Karin. God knows what Karin will do with my credit card, so I might never see this again.
Extra zero.
Yeah, exactly. We're here for Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. We have the Comcast phone bank. We've already started now with $15,000. And guess what? We got a 3-1 match from Griner Construction,
so that money is
going up. And listen, if there's a big knocker out there listening who wants to match my $5,000 I just donated. $5,000. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, a guy like Mark Rosen maybe could give $5,000.
Man of means.
If I just knew his wife, potentially, I could maybe ask her. I don't know where she is. Oh, wait, there she is. Maybe somebody else in the media is listening to us right now. Maybe somebody runs a nice corporation, runs a business. Maybe you're going to give, you know you're going to give $5,000 to a charity at some point this year. This would be the time, because we take $5,000, we take $10,000, we take our biggest number. You know what else we'll take? $5.
Absolutely.
We'll take $10. We'll take $20. We'll take whatever amount that you can offer up. Dave, I want you to give some of the data and why we're out here for Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities, and why I would, in my most genuine way, because we have a lot of fun here, we do a lot of silliness during the normal show, about half the audience I bug, about the other half the audience really likes it, but this one I want us all to come together and donate to a remarkable cause, Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities, and their idea of you can interrupt homelessness. Dave, tell people why should they should call that number.
Well, they should call us right now on the Comcast phone bank. 05300 is the number to donate, and the large donations are amazing. They are tremendous, and the smaller ones are vitally important, as important, because, as you said, a $5 donation is great. $2.82, that's what Union Gospel Mission needs to provide a meal and care. I mean, let's just look at some of the numbers they gave us. Serving approximately 260,000 meals a year.
Can we just stop on each one of these? I can't wrap my arms around that, right? And we had Jay up here, and Jay's with seven other people, so there's eight people, and they pull off 260,000 meals, which seems implausible, but they can do it with the $2.82 at Union Gospel Mission is food and care. And that tells you also the heart of Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities and how they care so much. Because think about how many people we're talking about with 260,000 meals.
meals coming just for Thanksgiving next week. Over 125,000 nights.
Expand on that a little bit.
That come in. And so, you know, add up all those people, add up all those nights at the men's shelter, at Naomi Family Program. I mean, 125,000 nights of safe shelter that they can provide. A good place to sleep. You get your hot shower. You get your meals taken care of for you. 2,000 men, women, and children served. 6,500 mental health appointments. That's another thing they can provide. We're talking about the care. You know, we focused on the food a lot, but just the care, the things that they can do that are beyond just a place to sleep and a hot meal.
Let's talk about that one a little bit, because how many times do we on this show, I don't want to say go out of our way, but to be a show where we're very willing to talk about mental health. And you know, this goes back when Adam was a part of the show too, and my willingness to talk about how at times I've battled depression and I've sought out help, and you should never be ashamed about that, and how we have these stories where something tragic happens and we speak about mental health and we need more of that. And then, unfortunately, for a lot of people, that gets just pushed back. It shouldn't be pushed back, because it can be somebody involving violence. You know what else can be? Somebody every single day who just going about their day needs just a little more help, needs to talk to somebody. And to have a place like Union Gospel Mission where they're feeding you, they're providing food to you on a holiday, they're letting you have a safe place to sleep, they're letting you bring their kids there, and then when you want to talk about what's going on in your life, how you arrived there, how can you be in a better mental state, they have trained professionals there also in that way.
They are there, yes. 3,700 employment resource encounters, and that's kind of something we've talked about in years past. I know that's something they was spoken about earlier today when they were talking about the Christ Recovery Center. Accountability is part of it, too.
Yes.
You know, opening up to, okay, I'm here for a reason. I'm not just here to accept a meal, to accept a place to sleep, a hot shower, all of that stuff, which is unbelievable, but I'm here to get out of here. Yeah, that's the whole point, is to then, okay, use all the resources you can at Union Gospel Mission, which are amazing, but use it, as we saw with Dominique last hour, to turn your life around, to get out on a place, get out on your own, find a place to yourself, find a job, and start living the life that you wanted to live that, for whatever reason, you're not able to do when you go to the mission.
Man, that's such a great point. You know, I know Sarah's going to talk about that and some of the other folks, too. You know, Union Gospel Mission is the place to give you a hug, to give you kindness, but it's also at the right time to push you.
A little kick in the butt.
You know, kick in the butt to say, hey, Dave, hey, Chad, whomever it might be, this isn't your permanent place.
And you don't want it to be your permanent
place.
Right,
you don't want it. We want to give you the baseline, the fundamentals, the core principles to allow you to prosper in life outside here. If you want to come back here and volunteer, you want to come back here and teach, you want to come back here and be an inspiration, that's great. But we're not your condo. We're not your apartment. You're a place where we're going to be here for an extended period if you need it. But we need to be your place to eventually, like the baby bird, push you out of the nest. Mm-hmm. And now you can fly. Now you can do these things. I didn't think I was going to go with the baby bird.
That was good.
Yeah, thank you.
That's not so bad. So yeah. How do we donate, Chad?
You call right now. You feel these stories. Sarah's going to talk about some amazing things here. And you want to feel better about yourself. You want to be a part of people in a better position in their lives in all these ways that Dave just laid out. I really want you to call the Comcast phone bank. Comcast, thank you so much. Call this number, 952-460-5300. And thanks to Grindr Construction, because it's a 3-to-1 match. So right now, $20, that turns into $80. This is your time to make the phone line sing, because this is the time of the day when sometimes it gets a little bit lower. We don't want that to happen. We want to rise above that. 952-460-5300.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, this is your opportunity, because a lot of people listen all throughout the day, and thank you so much. Others, you're in and out. The typical listener to any radio station is about 10 minutes. That could be us, that could be The Current, that could be NPR, The Fan, that could be any station all across America. So you're listening right now. Make this the time to call 952-460-5300. This day is all about Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities and the myriad of ways they turn lives around. Where folks like Dominique have visited multiple other missions, and they had maybe, you know what, they had food and lodging, which is great, by the way. But Union Gospel Mission, man, woman, kids, it's food, it's lodging, it's education, it's training, it's help with addiction. It's so many ways. And our friend Sarah's here. Paterka? Paterka, I think. I have it right. Now, you drive so much of this event.
We do.
So I want to thank you, first of all, for doing that.
Thank you.
Because I can't imagine all the hours you put in all throughout the year, every single day. There's not a lot of days off if you're a part of Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. But I know today is an enormous day for the mission itself.
It is. It's my favorite day. It's my team's favorite day. It's a day where we get to share our stories, and we get to ask our donors to step up, which they have beautifully today already. And we
want them to keep going, too.
Yeah, it's not over with.
No.
Come on. UGMTC.org/givenow. But it's one of my favorite days. We might be very tired. We got here at 4:30 this morning to set up, but it's our chance to share the wraparound services and the stories of success, like Dominique, like Leo, like all of the folks we've heard from today.
How much of your money is driven by donations?
So 95% of our budget comes from individuals, private foundations, congregations, and corporations.
I want people to take that in.
Yeah.
Because that is, let's make up a word, a ginormous number.
Ginormous is correct.
Right?
Yes.
Because there is a myriad of ways other good organizations in this city, the state, the nation, across the globe, but not many can say 95% of what they operate on, what they have available to them to buy the food, to make sure the education is right, to make sure the lodging is right, the training is right, is driven from people who are listening right now.
Correct. Our individual donors make up such a huge percentage of our goal of a $14.8 million budget for the year. And that's just to come in through public support, through our donors, through congregations, corporations, foundations. And if we don't have that underneath us, we wouldn't be able to serve to the capacity that we are.
Yeah, I mean, all these stories I've heard since 2009, you know what I've never heard? You guys saying no to someone.
Never.
Right?
I
never hear that. And when we're talking 95% of your money, we're talking 14 million of the almost 15 million
exactly.
Is coming from there. And that's why, whether it's the Naomi Family Center, whether you're a man who's faced addiction, whether you're a husband and wife with kids, no one ever says no. And think about all the organizations where they do good work, but somebody shows up and they just have to say, we don't have room.
Yeah.
We can't take you. That doesn't happen at your place.
It doesn't happen all the time. It does happen once in a while because we are full.
Yeah.
We have only X amount of square footage to be able to serve, but we don't let someone just kind of hang out there.
Yeah.
We want
to
make sure.
That's the point Dave was making last segment. There's accountability.
Yep. Yep.
We're not a place where you're going to stay a year.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. We want to be there, and if we can't serve the individual's needs, we want to say, let us hold you here until we can find somewhere. We'll give you your basic needs met, but let's find the right place for you. We might not be that right place for everyone, but we'll find it for those in need.
Talking with a friend, Sarah, here about Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. Keep them ringing. A little bit slow right now. They picked up a lot during the break, but Sarah's turning around. There's a lot of people chatting. A
lot of chatting.
We like chatting. We'd rather have you chat after the call. 952-460-5300. Again, thanks to Griner Construction for helping out. How did you end up here at Union Gospel Mission?
Boils down to I answered a LinkedIn message.
Okay.
I never ever answered a recruiting message, and Pam's laughing back there because it's true. And the Spirit really guided my coming to the mission because I wasn't looking for a new gig.
Yeah.
But I was interested, and the conversation with Pam, I saw her passion for the work. I knew about the work, and I said, I'm going to take on this challenge. And every day is a new challenge and a new opportunity to continue to serve, but also continue to reach out to the community and say, hey, we're here. Come support us, but also, if you know someone in need, come bring them to our doors. Our doors are wide open.
Okay, so let's talk volunteering.
Yeah.
And how, again, another way where you don't keep operating is you don't have volunteer after volunteer after volunteer come in. Just talk about that and how you'd love to have people, even if they want to call 952-460-5300 and say, here's my money, but also how can I do more, including volunteering?
Exactly. Beyond the meals, because Jay talked about the meals and Carol talked about volunteering with the meals, we have opportunities to get into deeper relationships with both our women's program and our men's program through tutoring, through mentoring. If you are someone in HR who interviews folks for a living and wants to help our men and women relearn how to interview properly to come back into the workforce, we would love that. Our amazing painter, John, stopped by. He is a retired painter. He literally puts in close to, I would say, 80 hours a month.
Is that right?
Yeah. He goes to Mass in the morning,
yep.
And then he comes to the mission to paint. And he has painted every single wall, and maybe some walls twice or three times. But that is something that helps us in the long run. We don't have to pay a professional painting crew. We have amazing volunteers.
Yeah. While Sarah is talking about Union Gospel Mission, Twin Cities, phones are ringing. Jeff Dullum just donated $500. That's a lot of money. $100 from Rick in honor of his wife, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you so much. We've heard Vanita had great stories. Adam and Jordana had great stories. Dominique has really stood out. Are there any stories in the last couple months that really stand out to you that you want to share with us?
We received an email of inquiry from a family who had lost their father. He lost his father to addiction. And he had been staying in the encampment near the mission. And so he would come and get a meal every now and then. And after he had passed away, his family wanted to volunteer on a monthly basis and serve pizza. And that was their way of honoring their father and their husband, who pizza was his favorite meal. And they have continued, this family has continued to volunteer to honor that memory by bringing in Domino's pizzas for all our guys. And when you look at a bunch of, you know, our guys love two things, pizza and pastries. And so you bring those two things.
So do I, by the way. I'm in.
Bring it on. And so the Erickson family has really shown how much love that they have, and they don't want
That's beautiful.
Their husband and father to be remembered as just someone who lived outside.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is great. That leads me to think of the encampment topic, which comes up a lot because how does someone arrive there? Why do they stay? The differing views about how it doesn't happen. What role does the mission play when the theme here is you can interrupt homelessness, right?
Yep.
That's what we're talking about. Interrupthomelessness.org, right? 952-460-5300. What do you want to say about the mission and encampments and how you can be an option?
We are there. We are at the encampments. Our chaplain's department goes out there once a week with a chaplain and a program manager.
Great idea.
And we're building relationships. It's not, hey, come to the mission for the first time you meet someone. It's building that relationship with the individuals living out there because they don't trust shelters. They're choosing to live out there for many, many reasons.
Why do you think that is? Because that's a big
shelter debate. Life is a hard life.
Yeah, right. Like,
if you're not at a place with guidelines and a community and staff who care about you, you could have a very bad experience. And some people are shelter adverse. And so our chaplains work hard.
And the encampments, some people think, fair or not, I can do whatever I want.
Correct.
There's not a certain time I have to wake up.
Yep.
If I'm still drinking, if I'm still taking drugs, I can do whatever I want. And if you go to Union Gospel Mission, there's love, there's empathy, but it's also, here's what we're going to do to get you positioned in the right spot.
Correct. We do have guidelines. We do have policies. And we want folks to be good members of our community together. And they will monitor each other and hold each other accountable, no matter if you're in our emergency services department and our guests or a resident in our program. They work together to make sure that everyone's there and everyone is there to be successful.
Sarah Paterka is with us, volunteer. She is essential to what this day is all about. She's essential to every day at Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. There's a lot of people are shaking their head and they're going, first time we've ever seen her. I don't know. Who is she?
Who
is she? 952-460-5300. Before you get back to your normal gig, you know I'm going to ask you this because you've heard me ask people this since 2009. For somebody who's thinking about this right now and they're saying, well, I don't know if I'm going to give this year. I don't know if I'm going to give today. I give to other organizations. Why should today be the day they call the Comcast phone bank right behind both of us, 952-460-5300?
The reason would be that we're here to interrupt homelessness in a caring, loving, compassionate way, and we can say we will wrap our arms around you and help you, and we need donors to help us be successful.
Help and hope is pretty important.
Amen.
Right? How about a round of applause for Sarah?
You don't have to.
There was a little bit of booing. I don't know what that meant. You know, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Right now is the time for you to call. You can also go online, ugmtc.org/givenow. I'll be honest, those phone lines were buzzing early. A little quieter right now. This is the time to step up. $10, $10,000, whatever you can offer, 952-460-5300.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
100. I'm going to remind you again about these amazing numbers that Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities provides every year. For a lot of people, if I said, this is what Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities has provided since they started decades and decades and decades ago, you would say, that's amazing. But no, this is every year. Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities, again, call us right now, 952-460-5300. They provide approximately 260,000 meals every single year. 12,000 Thanksgiving meals, 9 days away. How about this one? This number is staggering to me. Over 125,000 nights of safe shelter. 2,000 men, women, and children served. 6,500 mental health appointments and close to 4,000 employment resource encounters. This is why you call. This is why you are essential to raising. We just learned 95% of the money of a budget that's almost $15 million comes from people who are listening right now, from individuals, from foundations, from businesses. Please be a part of it. 952-460-5300. Rochelle is here. Thank you so much for what you do. 9 years as a volunteer. What is that like to be a part of this this mission every single day?
Thank you so much, Chad. I actually just want to start by thanking each and every person that calls and donates to the mission.
It's a great way to do it.
This place has such a special spot in my heart. My oldest son, God willing, will be celebrating 9 years sober this spring.
Congratulations. And how about a round of applause for that? That's
miracles
awesome.
Still happen every day.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when my son was in active addiction, he ran for me. And so he ended up in the streets in multiple cities across the country. And as a mother...
Can I stop you?
Yeah.
Can I just... What was that like when you didn't know where your son was?
I used to pick up the phone and I would call hospitals in areas where I knew he'd been and say, hey, do you have a John Doe? 19 years old, he's probably about 120 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. This is where his birthmark is. It was devastating to me to not know where my son was. But here's the thing, Chad. He encountered kind people along the way that fed him, that took him in, that clothed him, and that loved him just where he was at. I couldn't be there for him because he ran from me.
Right.
But these strangers offered him this kindness. And God...
Such a great reminder.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
God put the Union Gospel Mission on my heart because
right.
I can be there for somebody else's son.
Yep.
I can be there for somebody else's daughter, just like those strangers were there for my son.
Your son, let's just, before we get to Union Gospel Mission, let's talk about how he reached the point where he's at right now in this great spot.
They talk about bottoms in the recovery community, and some people have high bottoms where they really, I mean, they don't have to suffer a ton before they realize maybe I need to make some changes. But my son was, he was very low bottom. He had burned all of the bridges in his life, you know, with his friends, with his family. He couldn't hold down a job. He was in the streets. Horrible things were happening to him. You know, he had to come to a place of complete hopelessness and helplessness before he was willing to say, okay, God, my way's not working. I need some help.
And I can't imagine how many nights that was, how many encounters that was, how many awful, awful moments. And then talk about the role that Union Gospel Mission has played for your son and what he's still doing there.
Yeah. Well, and my son ended up out in California. But what I get to see at the Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities are other men that come in that same place.
Right.
Where they're feeling completely broken, where they are out of hope, where what they're doing isn't working. And I get to see God step in through the work of all of those beautiful people that are there. I get to see lives transformed. You encounter these people for the first time and they have just this glazed look in their eyes, right? Like,
yeah.
They don't know where they are or what's
right.
going on. And then you come back to volunteer again a couple weeks later and there's a smile on their face. You come back a couple weeks after that and they're laughing for the first time in a long time. And there is nothing better than that.
I can't imagine. Again, I want people to be inspired by this. We have less than 20 minutes left with our show. That doesn't mean Jason and Dan won't do a tremendous job. They will. But Rochelle is talking about these stories she sees day after day, week after week, and then in the months when they're not there because they're prospering and succeeding. Again, 95% of the money that makes up the budget for Union Gospel Mission comes from days like this. Volunteers, listeners like you, please reach out, 952-460-5300. So when you're volunteering, what are you doing and what makes you go back every single day when I'm sure there's a myriad of places and a myriad of other things you could be doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think for a lot of people, when they think about volunteering at Union Gospel Mission, they think about serving meals. It's a lot of way I think that people will start their service at the mission.
Which is a great way to start, right?
Oh my gosh, it is. I started volunteering in food service in 2019, the beginning of 2019 myself. But there are also other ways where you can actually get to know people and then start developing relationships with them. So, like, there's the Cake Ladies. So the first Tuesday
okay,
of the month.
I saw this, the Cake Ladies.
Oh, the Cake Ladies.
Now,
is
Dave
so
and I, we like sweets.
Yes.
We like sweets. Okay.
Yes.
Now, this guy maybe isn't the biggest cake person.
Mm. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I know.
I am a cake person.
Yeah, he's saying that now because you're here. But
you're a cake denier.
Yeah. Okay. What would we see with the Cake Ladies?
What happens with the Cake Ladies is the first Tuesday of the month, it's a Dairy Queen cake that's brought in and other treats.
Oh, now we're talking. Fudge
yeah,
crunchies.
Right? And so it's the guys that are in phase one of the treatment program. And then there's a message that's given. Celebrate the birthdays that month. And then there's just this great opportunity for fellowship to sit down and talk to people and to hear their stories. And when I talk to people that have lived in the streets and I ask them, okay, what was the hardest thing for you? It's Minnesota. So I always think they're going to say it was really cold. But so many of them say, you know what, people treated me like I was invisible. They didn't feel human anymore. And so
okay, let's stay with that. Why did they feel that way? Because just think about that again, 952-460-5300. Think about the best parts of your life. Think about your family, your friends, the joy you have at work. And now think about if you felt invisible. Can you expand on when people would tell you they felt invisible, they weren't recognized in the way they wanted to be?
Well, imagine people are walking down the street, and instead of looking you in the eye and saying hello, they avert their eyes down or they look another direction, right?
Yep.
And so you start to feel invisible. It's like people think it's contagious or something. But the thing that hits
They're
my
They're putting
heart,
a stigma on these individuals,
they are,
right?
But that's somebody's son. That's somebody's
yes.
brother. That's somebody's daughter. It's somebody's sister. It's somebody's mother. They're people with feelings and hopes and dreams and thoughts, just like everybody else.
And it could be any one of us, too.
Oh, my gosh. But for the grace of God, right?
Right. I'm sure you've seen unlimited amounts of stories where somebody, and Dave and I have tried to make this point, where it could be their upbringing right from the get-go. Then it could be Dominique, who was in an abusive relationship for 20 years. Or it's someone, male or female, that was very successful, lost their job, lost their home, started drinking too much, drugs, and a lot of times, these are people you thought were your friends, and they've abandoned you.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some of the folks who make up, whether it's the Naomi Family Program or the men who are at the mission itself.
Right. And you know what? Everybody needs love.
Correct.
Everybody needs love.
How does it feel just to feel that satisfaction when you see the progress that these folks feel, where they go from that invisible nature to feeling the love and then many times coming back to volunteer because their life is in such a good position?
I tell you what, like that miracle, it just never gets old. It's just beautiful beyond words. But the thing is too, when you volunteer, you get blessed probably even more than they do because they become yep. your friends.
Yeah. What a feeling that is.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's awesome.
All right, you're a great person to answer this question, which I'm going to ask one last time today, but I'll look forward to next year when we ask it. Why should somebody listening right now, why should this be the time that they call 952-460-5300 and give whatever amount they can to Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities?
I would say every dollar that's given is going towards transforming lives. It's not about just giving people Band-Aids. I mean, yes, people can get a bed and people can get food, but it's about helping people get their GED. It's about teaching people how to interview. It's about teaching people how to balance their checking accounts. It's about giving people life skills so that they can go out and live the life that they've dreamed of. You know, lives are truly transformed at the mission.
We don't have that many opportunities to do that in life.
No,
we can
no.
if we have kids. We can other ways. But $2.82 at Union Gospel Mission provides a meal and housing. And again, you give $100, you're 45 people right there, right in that area. So, Rochelle, thank you so much for volunteering. Thank you for sharing what you see every day. And keep doing it because it's amazing.
Well, and thank you for the opportunity to share. And God bless you, Chad.
Thank you, Rochelle. I appreciate it. Round of applause for Rochelle. This really is the time to call. Great opportunity to help people and be that impact on individuals who could be you, could be your friends, could be your family. 952-460-5300. Okay, we have 4 or 5 minutes left. We have not talked as much about men today as we have women in the Naomi Family Center. So I want to finish with that part of the conversation, because just look at this number. Over 1,600 men every year were given emergency shelter, hot meals, hot showers, free clothing, and critical care. Average, close to 200 men use the emergency shelter every day. So I want you to think about that. That every day, close to 200 people would either be at a mission, at a shelter that is not as comprehensive as Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities, or they would be on the street, Dave.
Yeah.
They would be on the street. And every single one of us has been driving somewhere, and you see individuals. And when next week we're going to have some legitimate cold weather, and I'm not saying it's easy in any way when it's the summer, and you don't have somewhere to sleep. That's awful to begin with. But when we now start get to the 30s, the 20s, and teens, and people don't have a place to stay, thank God we have Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities and what they do for men, women, children, and everybody who can be touched by it.
Yeah, and Rochelle, such a great point in talking about how so many people, when they're homeless, feel just invisible to society. You know, you might be sitting on a street corner. You might be begging for money at an exit or entrance ramp that you see. Right. And people, what do we all do? We're all guilty of it. Avert our eyes.
Yes,
don't make
do.
Eye contact.
Yes, we do.
You know, because we don't want to feel guilty, or we don't want to be asked for a handout. You know, whatever it is, whatever the excuse is. And then you have the mission, which is the complete opposite. They go out. You know, Sarah spoke about going out to the
encampments.
To encampments, just to engage. Not to say immediately, come to the mission, come to the mission. Just to, you know, show people that there is love out there. There are friends out there. There are still people, plenty of them that will support you, that will help you, that will give you that hot meal, that shower, that place to rest. And that's what the Union Gospel Mission does. They go out in search of being the ones to help. And that's an amazing place to be.
And I'll finish with this, and we'll pause. We'll give you the number. It's about establishing that relationship. Sarah talked about
trust.
That, and you made that great point. They'll go to encampments multiple times. Hi, I'm Sarah, or I'm Dave, or I'm Chad. And eventually at some point, they'll say, after they get to know them, would you like to come to our place? Because, you know, it's, you're in an encampment, you can do whatever you want. At the mission, they're going to lead you to great opportunities, but they've got proven principles they believe in. So I'd love for you to be a part of it and help out individuals. You're going to feel better because of it. I can assure you that. 952-460-5300 for Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. All right, we're back here, and we have a good number for you, and we thank everybody for being a part of it.
Great number.
We have now $280,618.48. Tremendous work by so many people. For the volunteers, we've got a new shift coming in. Thank you very much, everybody behind me who answered the phones, for all the people who told the stories, to Brad Lane, to Lindsay Peterson, to Jeff Gonsales, and most importantly, to our listeners who've come up with $280,618.48. And think about that. $2.82 provides a meal and housing. Think about how many people were touched by that.
Absolutely.
Pretty amazing.
Three more hours to go. 952-460-5300. That's the number for the Comcast phone bank. I just heard another ring. Let's
exactly.
go. Keep
another
going.
Ring. Jason and Dan will finish strong telling amazing stories. Keep listening right here to WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.